Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, everyone. This is Kelly Harrop. I'd like to thank you all for calling Walking in the Footsteps of Jesus Ministry. Today we're in the book of Mark. We're going to be studying Mark chapter 11. We're going to go with verses 25 through 26. If you all will open up your Bible. And as you're doing this, I'll lead us off in a word of prayer. Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you for this today. We pray, Lord Jesus Christ, that the words that you've given me will be your words, not my own, because your words make sense and they speak the truth, Lord. Without you, Lord, all of us wouldn't be anything, would be lost. But through you, Lord, we are saved. You washed us clean from our sin, made us whole, Lord. We pray this in the name of Jesus. Amen and amen. All right. Let's begin with verse 25 on chapter 11 in the book of Mark. And whenever you stand praying, if you have anything against anyone, forgive him, that your Father in heaven may forgive also, that your Father in heaven may also forgive you for your trespasses. But if you do not forgive, neither will your Father in heaven forgive you of your trespasses. Here is what Christ Jesus' message to the person who is saved, who is a part of his body. Meaning that forgiveness is a big deal. Forgiveness, remember, why would the Father in heaven not forgive us of our trespasses if we don't forgive? It is because when Christ Jesus died upon the cross, easy for you and I to be forgiven by the Heavenly Father by accepting Jesus as the Lord and Savior. If we ourselves, who say now we are a different person, a different mind frame, a different heart, that say, I can't forgive somebody, well, we're not in the agreement with the Lord Jesus Christ here. We're not right there. We're showing that we're willing to be disobedient. For human beings, it is a hard thing to forgive people. Families haven't talked to each other for 20 years, or perhaps 30 years because of a dispute. Churches have broken up because of disputes, and they fail to forgive one another in their fight. Friends may get into an argument or have a misunderstanding, and they stop talking to one another because of this speed and refuse to forgive. It seems that we're able to forgive each other during funerals or weddings. That's sad, isn't it? Forgiveness is something you need in your life. You need to forgive anyone who has done something to you. And I know that that person has done what they have done to you has hurt you very deeply in the heart. Forgiveness is mainly for your sake. Because why carry a grudge against somebody, even if they do not walk with the Father in heaven and they may have done something to you? Why give that individual a victory over you if you can't forgive? Forgiveness is for your sake. If you forgive them, and you can move on the way the Heavenly Father wants you to move on with your life. It is for your sake only to get that burden of resentment off your shoulders so you can live a sin-free life without the burden of of being angry at somebody. You see, the devil wants you to be angry with somebody. They keep on bringing up in your mind what they did to you. And now you're angry. Every time you think about it, you get angrier and you get angrier that your heart hardened so much that you find it impossible to forgive that individual. But the Lord wants us to forgive. And if we are true followers of the Lord Jesus Christ, we have to do it because it's not a forced thing. Because he's not doing it to be mean to you, that you must forgive him or I'll forgive you. No, it's to unburden you. Why should you live a burdened life and have this grievance within your heart? It's a grievance, isn't that now, when you have a grudge against somebody, that you begin hating them. And it's for you to go out there and forgive because you're in the same mind frame, have the same heart as Jesus Christ. And just think about that when you forgive them. Your Heavenly Father can forgive you. I know my late grandmother had a hard time forgiving the man who murdered her daughter, my aunt. I would say it took the whole family to forgive this man. This man was an obsessive man who shot my aunt to death. He jumped in front of her car while she was trying to pull out of a driveway, and he shot her to death. Now, This hurt my grandmother to the soul. This was her youngest daughter. And everyone knows the youngest in any family is always considered the baby of the family. Doesn't matter how old they get in life. They can be 39 or 29 or 50, but they're the youngest in the family. The parent always sees them as baby of the family. My grandmother had a hard time forgiving this man. Her heart was very bitter because this was her youngest. And I'm sure if my grandmother would have felt grief if any of her children had been murdered, but this was her youngest. One day in church, while the pastor was preaching about forgiveness, the Lord Jesus Christ touched her heart, and she was able to forgive this man who murdered her daughter. Because she knew she couldn't have this burden upon her heart no longer because it was getting her nowhere. Only thing that was leaving her to have is hate in her heart for the man who murdered her daughter. She gave it up to Jesus Christ and was free from this man because what this man was doing in her life, you might say, was having that victory every time in her life by giving her hatred for him for murdering her daughter, which was bringing death upon her soul because every time she was thinking about it, what happened, that she was getting mad and bitter about it. But then when she let it go and she let Christ take it away, she was free. No longer did that man have control over her no more because she was able to say, I forgive you. Can you forgive your enemy? Can you forgive? Think of the Apostle Paul. It probably took him a long while for members of our Christian body 2,000 years ago to forgive him. Remember, before Paul became one of our great apostles within our family, he was an enemy. He went out and persecuted many of our brothers and sisters of Christ. He was behind the murder of our brother Stephen when they stoned him to death. And yet, Christ met him to Damascus and changed Paul's life forever for the good. No longer was Paul this religious zealot anymore. Now, he believed in the Lord Jesus Christ. And people whose loved ones and friends are either imprisoned or murdered by Paul, has to eventually forgive this man because he was not the same man who he once was. The Paul, the Saul of Tarsus, who murdered their loved ones and put their loved ones in prison spiritually on the day he met Christ Jesus on the road to Damascus. And by dying, he became Paul, the apostle, a changed new man, a man now going out into the world and telling them the truth about who Jesus Christ was and why he died for our sins. And forgiveness was for everyone out there if they would grasp upon the Lord God's grace and accept Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. Forgiveness with mankind, might say, it is a hard thing for us, even within the church. Talk about forgiveness, but in some ways, we become hypocrites ourselves when we don't show it. And by not showing it, we let the person who offended us win, have a victory over us and have power over us by having that. I would say if churches that break up would not break up if they would follow Christ Jesus' example about forgiveness. When he tells us what to do when we're supposed to forgive people, right? If we follow that, there'd be no problem. No church would see split up. It couldn't happen. Could it not now? They would remain together. Why would they want to split up in the first place? They would not. And that is the truth. They would want to stick together as one body. I've heard stories of churches splitting up over paint. What color the color of the church with paint? Now, that is not a reason for a church to split up, and is not a reason for members of a church to get angry with each other. But when you want certain jobs in the church, you become envious of your brother and sister, and you begin fighting among each other. And there's no fighting in the church. Christ didn't want that to happen. You remember, Jesus even rebuked his own disciples when he was upon the earth, when they would get into bitter, petty arguments about who was the better disciple. Because in the Lord's eyes, when we come to him, he looks at us all the same. It is not by the works that we do that get us into heaven. It's by believing in Jesus Christ that gets us into heaven. It is by having a changed heart in Jesus that gets us into heaven. Now, if we have a changed heart, we shouldn't be trying to force someone out of our job in church and wanting that job or wanting to be the number one power in the church. We're all supposed to be working together for one goal, is to build the church up and bring in the people who are lost to church so they know Jesus Christ as well. And that, my friend, is the truth as I say it right there. Correct? Correct. So, having a battle royal over paint shows what's happening with the leadership within the church when the leadership is divided into two fractions about who wants to control the church. The paint thing is just a minor thing, but it becomes a major thing when it's a battle royal for power. Due to that, they allow Satan to come in there and tickle their ears so they can fight among each other. So church people, church members, people who are supposed to be walking with the Lord Christ Jesus will become enemies of each other. And when they become a house divided within their own church, the church will fall, and that's why the church will close. Because if they don't allow the Holy Spirit to rule in their church, they're going to have division. Well, they're not now. Because the Holy Spirit does not bring division among a church body, especially within the church body. He does not do that, but Satan will. And if you listen to Satan, you're going to have this grievance, and you're going to have bitterness, and you're going to have grudges, and you're going to have hateful, and you're going to have this time when you think, well, I can't forgive them, blah, 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 blah. But what does Jesus say in verse 25 through 26? Let us read it again. And you out there may be listening saying, I am a follower of Jesus Christ. I do everything he says. But let's read this verse again. And whenever you stand praying, if you have anything against anyone, forgive them, that your Father in heaven may also forgive you of your trespasses. But if you do not forgive, neither will your Father in heaven forgive of your trespasses. If you find yourself not doing this, you're not following Jesus all the way. You have to either follow Jesus all the way or not at all. There are no halfways. Well, I don't like what Jesus says here. I'll pick and choose where I want to follow and listen to what he tells me to do. It doesn't work that way. If we accept Jesus Christ as the leader of our church, the leader over us, the leader over our heart, mind, spirit, he is the leader over what his words say here in the book of Mark. Correct? Correct. So, let us not be a people who are hypocrites. Let us forgive one another. Let us forgive those who are not part of the body of Christ, who do not want to be a part of the body of Christ, even if they do something to us. Forgive them. Because that's a ministry in itself right there, isn't it? Because we are not bearing that burden against them. When we start acting and bearing that burden against somebody, we're letting them win. We're letting them have power over us. That we cannot do. Forgive. Open your hearts up. Think like Jesus would do. Do what Jesus would do. And forgive them. Who knows? That person along the way may have a Saul of Tarsus experience within their heart. Come, a brother and sister in Christ. And since there is no division in the body of Christ, we should forgive them when they are saved or if they are not saved. Forgiveness is for your benefit, so you do not bear the burden alone. Jesus didn't just take away all your sins. He wanted to take your burdens away as well. And if you have a grudge against somebody that has hurt you, you are carrying a burden. And that's what Christ wants to take away from you, the burden. He doesn't want anyone in the body to have a burden. Because when you have the burden, you're not free. He wants to take all the chains away from you, the chains of spiritual slavery away from you. He wants to take it all away from you so you could be free. So be free. Walk in the light. Talk in the light. Be a part of the light. Show the world that you are a child of the Lord Jesus Christ. Show the world that you're out there living the way the Lord Jesus Christ wants you to live. Tell people and talk to them about Jesus. It's very hard to talk to someone about Jesus and tell them to forgive when you can't forgive yourself. Can you not now? Look at what Jesus said about taking the plank out of your own eye before you take the thing out of your brother's eye. Is it not now? I know I paraphrased right there, but you all know what I mean, what Jesus said. But what I'm saying is that we have to be 100% set at spiritual holiness. If we're going to talk to someone about Jesus and tell them about forgiving people, if we can't do it ourselves. Forgiveness is one of the greatest gifts the Lord our God has shown us, because if he forgave us through his son Jesus, who is the last sacrifice for the human race, it is up to every individual, Jew and Gentile, to accept this and bow down and realize you are being forgiven by the Lord Jesus Christ. Accept the gift that the Lord God has given us and accept the forgiveness the Lord gives us. Change your heart, change your mind, change your spirit, and let the Holy Spirit flow through you. Let His baptism of the Holy Spirit now live within you and feel the forgiveness He has for you. Show that same forgiveness to others that the Lord God has shown you. Do this in the name of Jesus Christ. Burdens you have upon your shoulder be taken away, because the Lord Jesus Christ wants you to be free of everything. Not just your past sins, but the current burden of something that's in your heart right now because someone has hurt you deeply. Be free from it and forgive and go on with your life, because the forgiveness is for your benefit. Whether the person accepts your forgiveness or not, that is their problem. But you did your part by forgiving them, and the burden is now off of you, and your Heavenly Father is now pleased, shown you that you are in the same mind frame and the heart as He is, and you're able to forgive. Amen and amen. My friends, we're going to stop here for tonight, and may the Lord Jesus Christ bless your life. Whoever this message was going out to, I pray that you heard what the Holy Spirit wants you to know. Open your heart up and forgive those who have done you wrong, whether they walk with Christ or do not walk with Christ, burdened away from you, so you may be free from this burden and you can walk freely from all the chains that Satan is trying to put on you forever, because you are now free. You are now a child of God. You are now walking in His freedom. Walk in the freedom of the Lord Jesus Christ forever. Be free and go in peace as you now walk in the footsteps of the Lord Jesus Christ. My friends, may the Lord Jesus Christ bless your life, and may you always be blessed by the Lord. I say this in the name of Jesus. Amen and amen.